Aloha, this is Pastor Rich, and our streaming church service is about to begin. But before we roll that countdown, let me take a moment to orient you to our service, especially if this is your first time. Church Online is a place where we worship together now. It's where we hear a message that speaks to our hearts, where we greet one another and chit-chat with friends. Sometimes it's where we break down and cry, and where we pray with each other for the things burdening us. Church is where we meet Jesus. Well, today I hope you are ready to meet Jesus, and we encourage you to come with an expectation and to fully engage in this church experience. I can only think of one thing that would make this better, and that would be inviting a friend to share this experience with you. So as we're about to start, I hope you see that this isn't something you just watch. It's an experience you participate in. So let's get the service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
A problem, a challenge, a battle to overcome. So how does God define a successful life? Today, we will be talking about the difference between success versus failure. When God shows up, success has more to do with staying or abiding in a vital and real connection with Him. Physically, you're alive, but inside, you're dying of complacency, apathy, and settling for a quote-unquote good life instead of living God's best life.
Well, I'm not a prophet, and I'm not the son of a prophet. I do have a prophet's name. I cannot tell you what God is going to do with this time of sheltering, but I can tell you what God has done during and after times of sheltering in the past. And once you review the truth of history, as I describe it below, I think you'll know what He's going to do this time too. God sheltered Noah and his family for 1 year in the ark until Noah emerged to become the father of all the nations of the world. God sheltered Jacob in the home of his uncle Laban when he needed to escape the wrath of Esau, his brother. And 20 years later, Jacob emerged with a new family, new wealth, and a new identity. He became Israel, the new name for God's chosen people. God sheltered Joseph from his 17th year to his 30th, but his slavery and prison became the school where God prepared him for greatness. God sheltered Moses in a remote desert for 40 years, but Moses came forth to liberate the Jewish people from Egypt. God sheltered Naomi in the barren land of Moab until she nearly became bitter, but she and her daughter-in-law Ruth traveled to Bethlehem to participate in one of the greatest love stories of history. God sheltered David for 15 years after he had been anointed king of Israel. And when David finally assumed the throne, he was a man after God's own heart, and he gave us many of the Psalms. God sheltered Elijah by the brook Cherith, and after the sheltering, he stood alone against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. God sheltered Jonah for 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a whale. And when the sheltering was over, Jonah went to Nineveh and preached history's greatest revival. God sheltered Daniel for 70 years in Babylon, where he wrote this Old Testament book bearing his name, outlining the future of God's dealings with his people. God sheltered Esther while in the palace of the Persian king, and she saved her people from destruction. God sheltered the disciples in the upper room for 10 days until the Holy Spirit descended in dramatic fashion to form and fashion the church. God sheltered Paul in the Arabian desert for 3 years, and when he came back, he turned the world upside down. God later sheltered Paul in a Roman prison, and by the time the apostle was free, he had written the prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. God sheltered the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, and the book of Revelation, the greatest prophetic document of all time, was given to us. Lastly, and most incredibly, God sheltered Jesus in a tomb for 3 days, and on the third day, Jesus came forth in power to bring salvation to the whole world. So no, I don't know all the details about what God is going to do. But what I do know is what He has done. And that is what we can count on. The God who sheltered His people in biblical days won't stop now. So come what may, I'm trusting in the sheltering God to be my refuge. And so can you.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus.
Aloha. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu, Waiawa Campus.
Living looks like.
promise of eternal promise. Stirring in your sons and daughters, earth revealing heaven's wonders. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding, and all your children shall behold it. Dreams awaken in this moment. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it up, let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house. Pour it up, let your love run over. Let your glory fill this house.
Here we go, and we sing. Now the world.
Now the world awaits your presence.
Thank you. never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love.
One last time. One last time. Let me sing.
Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love.
Heavenly Father, all praise, glory, and honor to you. Lord, we continue to be amazed at the depth of your love for your people. Lord, we are in awe of your great and mighty work, Father. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we know that you are working. So, Father, would you help us to stand strong in those times when we are most weary? Father, help us to rest in your peace when we feel the chaos of the storm. And then, Father, would you help us to focus in on you when we feel most distracted, Lord? We celebrate, Father. Help us to celebrate, Father, all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you continue to do, so that we would come to know with every part of our heart, mind, and soul, Father, every cell in our being, that we stand in your victory and that you have never lost a battle. Amen.
For our announcement today, we want you guys to
get connected.
Get connected. Join the small group. Comment. Message us, let us know, please, that we can help you guys get connected. And that's about it. Without further ado,
here's Pastor Rich with our Omni announcement.
Aloha, I'm Pastor Rich. And thank you for joining us at New Hope Central Oahu online, especially if this is your first time. One of the ways that we get to know you better is having you fill out an online connection card. It's our way of supporting you with what's happening in your life. You can fill out this card now, or anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As you're filling that out, I do have a few things to share with you. And the first is an Aloha Teams update. The public food distribution set for the heart of Wahiwa has been pushed back for 1 week to May 21st. So that means you still have time to donate non-perishable food items. Goods can be dropped off by contacting Kim and Tony Soroka at 808-341-1732. Or just by emailing goalohateam@gmail.com. Also, in response to those who may be facing job loss or career change as a result of COVID-19, the Aloha Team is excited to announce Career Connect workshops with author and career coach Kara Heilman every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. For more information or to register for these life-changing workshops, you should visit the Aloha Team section of our website, nhcohawaii.org. The summer semester of Transformation Academy will be starting soon, and there are classes on many topics, including how to raise kids, how to understand and communicate the Bible, and how to be fit both physically and spiritually. See the class listing and register on our website, nhcohawaii.org/Transformation Academy. And for more information about anything happening here at New Hope Central Oahu, you can visit our website as well. Now's the portion of our service where we continue in worship through giving. If you are new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we would encourage you to give as the Lord leads. How? Well, you can use the Give buttons right here on this page. You can use the Give with PushPay button in the upper right of our website. Or you can text the letters NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful time to gather together as your church, God, and to worship you and to hear from your word. And Lord, we recognize that everything we have comes from you, God. And so it's our privilege to honor you by returning back a portion of what you've given us for you to use to build your kingdom. Lord, we love you and we are excited to see what you're doing in our community and in our own families. So Father, Lord, use these gifts to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, I don't want to fail to show this week's When God Shows Up message delivered by Pastor Teresa Rosario titled Success versus Failure.
Good morning and welcome to week 6 of our When God Shows Up series. Today, we will be talking about the difference between success versus failure. We live in a world where people are trained from kindergarten to be successful and to aim for success. Just think about it. When you were at kindergarten, the biggest decision you had to make was how to go down the slide or should I go across the jungle gym? And as we get older, we look for opportunities to make those same types of difficult decisions in order to accomplish success. By doing a simple Google search of the definition of success, we discover that success is the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. And yet, so many graduate from college, get careers, and are still wondering, why don't I feel successful? Maybe that's you this morning. Might I propose one feels a lack of success because they are looking at success from the wrong perspective? I believe we will never fully experience success until we define what success looks like from God's perspective, the great designer himself. He is the one who created us and would best know what purpose for which we were created. After all, if God created an apple corer to core an apple, how successful can it be in peeling a potato? I'm just saying. When God shows up, success has more to do with staying or abiding in a vital and real connection with him rather than ministry performance, moral perfection, religious observations, Bible knowledge, or even degrees or pedigrees. Can I get an amen? How many of us know you can say the right thing, but still be totally wrong because of the way you said it? Just ask my husband, Glenn. He could testify to this truth. The number one challenge for us has always been my tone. What can I say? I'm a work in progress. Hallelujah. How about this one? You can know a lot of Bible, but still live a fruitless Christian judgmental life. On the flip side, a Christian can appear to fail, but in reality be a huge success in the eyes of the Father. You say, Pastor Teresa, how is that possible? Well, look at the death of Jesus on the cross. The Pharisees and even the disciples at one point thought Jesus had failed. Little did they know, his obedience is what led to the greatest victory and success story of all times. So how does God define a successful life versus one that is a failure? Well, Romans 8 instructs us on how to live successfully rather than failing. The Apostle Paul describes this life of success as a life ruled by the Spirit and the life of failure as a life ruled by the flesh. Simply put, success equals spirit, failure equals flesh. Everyone has a problem, a challenge, a battle to overcome, and that battle is our sin nature. Romans 7, 18 through 24 describes this battle like this. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Anybody ever feel like that? I know I did, and sometimes I still do. Almost feels at times like there's two people living inside of me. Just keeping it real, people. The good news is we all have the same answer to our same problem, and that's found in Romans 7, 25. And it says, thank God the answer is Jesus Christ, our Lord. When we came to Christ and put our faith in him, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit as a first deposit of our inheritance. Ephesians 1, 4 tells us the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. Why would God do that, you may be asking? Well, he did that according to the Word of God. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. God knew we could never do what is right in his eye through our own power. So he sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners, we humans have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law, or the penalty for sin, would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit's leading. So the key to our success in this life is don't follow your flesh. Instead, follow the Spirit. The choice is yours. Scripture tells us, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you no longer have an obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die or fail. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Be successful. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We certainly will face a physical death at some point or another. Death is inevitable. And the decision you make to follow the Spirit's leading will determine what happens after death. But this morning, consider that you could be dead or dying right now. That's right, I said it, a dead man walking of sorts. Physically, you're alive, but inside, you're dying of complacency, apathy, and settling for a quote-unquote good life instead of living God's best life for you now. To someone who is very much physically alive, but spiritually and emotionally dead, that person who seems to have everything they need and yet feels so empty and unfulfilled and unsatisfied. Why? Because they have yet to discover that which they were created for, their purpose. On the other hand, I know success to be that person who seems to not have all the things this world could offer and yet is so full of life, joy, peace, and passion because daily they live out their God-ordained purpose. To me, in the eyes of the Father, that is success. To be clear, this kind of success will be praise and glory to God and will always include serving, equipping, discipling, and adding value to people. I'll give you an example of my daughter, Giselle. She worked her entire life with one purpose, to get into an Ivy League school. And we're so proud of her. We're so incredibly proud of her, of all that she accomplished from kindergarten all the way through high school, graduating with honors. And she did it. She made it. She was successful. She got a full ride scholarship to Princeton University. And off and away she went to Princeton for her first year of college. And honestly, that first year, she was a great success. She got great grades. The teachers enjoyed her. She did well with all her classes. But something on the inside of her was stirring. Something was not being satisfied about her divine purpose, the call on her life. And she came to a crossroads in her life where she needed to decide, do I stay and continue pursuing this thing that I think is success? Or do I really take heed and listen to the Spirit's leading on the inside? In short, she decided to follow the Lord's leading. She dropped out of Princeton University, which seemingly in this world is crazy. Nobody walks away from a $60,000 a year grant, and nobody walks away from Princeton. But my daughter realized that on the path she was on, it would never take her to where she feels called to be. And so she's returned home and she's flourishing in our family ministry and discovering how God has fearfully and wonderfully created her. She has a passion to write and to bring forth spiritual truths for people. And she's discovering the purpose and the plan God has always intended for her. And so I would say, where the world says she failed, absolutely not. She is totally, in the eyes of the Father, succeeding and living her best life now. You say, okay, Pastor Teresa, that seems easy enough. But why am I still struggling? What do I need to do from right now, right here? Where do I go from here? In one word, the answer is surrender. You will surrender every day. The question is, to what will you surrender? Will you surrender to your flesh, or will you surrender to the Spirit? Will you surrender to good ideas in your life, or will you surrender to the God ideas in your life? In every moment, with every decision, you surrender to something. Instead of just following your human nature, pause and pivot. That's right. Turn to somebody and tell them, pause and pivot. You want to binge watch your favorite show, but you know it would be more life-giving to read a book that will feed your soul and spirit? Pause, reflect, and ask the Lord, what would you have me do in this moment? Pivot in the direction of the Lord. This is the journey we make to go from self-speak to God-speak, which Pastor Mike talked about in week one. You see, we say all kinds of things to ourselves, but is it God's truth? No, absolutely not. We will know God's truth by feeding on His word, which is truth. You see, whichever we feed the most, that's what's going to win. That's what will get stronger. You feed your flesh, it gets stronger. You feed on the spirit, it gets stronger. It all begins with our first step of surrendering and making Jesus our Lord and our Savior. So if you want to live that life of success in the spirit, would you repeat this prayer after me? Say, Father, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. I choose to believe he is my Lord and Savior, and that his spirit will now live in me. As I follow him, I know I will live a life of success in you and for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, if you said that prayer, I would like to welcome you into the family of God. Be sure to fill out the connection card so we can rejoice with you. And we're so excited to watch as God continues to show up in your life. For us all, I pray that we would take the time to pause, to pivot, and to pursue the Spirit's leading in the coming weeks so that we will live the life of success the Father intended for each of us, his precious children. I love you. I pray blessings over you. God bless and have a great week.
We're so glad you could join us and hope that the Lord spoke to you in a mighty and powerful way through this message. We hope to see you next week. Until then, stay safe, stay connected, and God bless.
So it's not if God calls us into action. The question is, when God does, what are we going to do? Are we going to obediently respond to his call? Or are we going to make excuses and stall on God's call and do nothing?